Hey, Adal, how was the show?
Well, it was intense, I have to tell you. Some dork forests are intense.
Intense.
And Robin Ryan works at a prison. And she does the high school diploma and the GED. And when she lived here in Los Angeles, she did stand-up.
She does them. What do you mean?
She teaches them.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. She teaches.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she does them. She just rattles them off. I don't know. She teaches to inmates to get their high school diploma or their GED.
Oh, that's great.
Here's the interesting thing. I learned the difference between those two things. You can either take a bunch of classes and get your high school diploma.
Yeah.
Or you can get a GED by skipping the classes and just taking the comprehension tests.
Yes.
To see if you could have just passed them.
Right.
And she's like, and a lot of people can just pass them. But some of the people that she's working with have, you know, they don't know how to read yet.
Mm-hmm.
Up to, and some of them fake it. They fake how dumb they are because if you hit these milestones,
yeah,
you get time off of your sentence.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So how do you fake it, though?
You do badly on the entrance exam. When everybody comes into the system.
Sandbag. You sandbag the entrance exam.
When you come into the...
Interesting.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know how to do any of this stuff. Anyway, watch me learn. And and there's a lot of gaming of the system.
Sure.
Where they're like,
of course.
Well, how many do I have to pass to get 2 weeks off of my sentence?
Right.
How many do I have to? And, you know, and we learned, she does this education thing.
There's not many games you can play there. So you're going to game that system.
You're
going to
game that system for sure. And then, but it was, you know, because we're all, you know, starting to get a little stir crazy. There was a kind of a vibe over it where we were both kind of like trying to cheer each other up.
Mm-hmm.
And her way of cheering people up is super dark.
Oh.
Because she works with the dark. And
because she works in prisons.
Right, right.
But she has to... I suspect that a great deal of her job is just keeping people's spirits up.
Right, and trying to encourage them
mm-hmm.
to get better at stuff. My favorite story, of course, was super dark. It was about this guy who was the job is called being a porter, and you do errands for people. She has an assistant, and he's not a porter, but there's different jobs in the prisons, and the porter was like, "Hey, Miss Robin, what you should know, I'm getting out tomorrow." And she said, "What are you going to do differently?" And he said, "Heroin." Dead, stone cold serious.
Oh, no.
And she was like, "Wait a minute, what?" And he said, "I used to do meth." So
he thinks he's stepping up.
Right. So he's never not done meth. But it's how fucking dark is that?
Oh, my gosh.
It's so fucking dark. You're like, okay. And then she talked about how there's different levels of prisons,
mm-hmm.
like and different levels of incarceration, I guess. Like
level four,
three, two, and one.
Okay.
And then there's something called camp. And camp is all volunteer. And she doesn't know, but like one of the main things of camp, that's where they train prisoners to be firefighters.
Oh, right.
And if you go to camp,
yeah,
you get 50% off your time.
Oh, okay.
If you're accepted in camp.
Okay.
And you are trained completely by Cal Fire, essentially. The prison system pays for it. And if they would hire you when you got out,
mm-hmm.
you would flow seamlessly into their system.
Into a job.
Yeah. But they have been not hiring because they're cons.
I've heard that.
But they're going to start.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I think people started going, "Hey, why are you training these people to do this job and then not giving them this job when you get out? It's a waste.
It's a waste. And I know that you're paying them 83 cents an hour now.
Right.
But it's 83 cents an hour plus 50% off your time.
Right.
So
which means that we're actually getting money back.
Right. Which means they get their lives back, but they also, and then there was, you know, some interesting conversations about the nature of punishment and this type of thing and legislation that could be moved.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's cool.
It was a fascinating episode.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that people like it. But if it's a downer, man, listen to it in a couple of months. That's cool, right?
Right.
And Robin Ryan, though, doing the Lord's work, doing good work.
Absolutely.